SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Something is about to move. Vladimir Putin holding talks with President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, in the last couple of days. The meeting between the two lasted about 3 hours, although neither side gave an immediate readout of the talks. Here's correspondent Kate Marie Davies.
The meeting comes just days before the White House's deadline on Russia to either make a peace deal with Ukraine or to face potentially severe economic consequences. That could mean additional sanctions designed to hamper Russia's economy, or secondary tariffs on countries that continue to buy Russian oil, including China and India.
Health officials claiming 38 Palestinians have been killed in the last 24 hours in the Gaza Strip while seeking aid from UN convoys and sites run by Israeli-backed American contractors. Now, the Israeli military says it has fired warning shots when crowds approached its forces, but not directly at the civilians. Lisa Dwyer reports on charges for the suspect in the Israeli embassy staffer shooting.
The man accused of shooting two Israeli embassy staff members outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C., has been indicted on federal hate crime charges. The indictment against Elias Rodriguez has been unsealed and includes 9 counts, including hate crime resulting in death. It could clear the way for the Justice Department to potentially seek the death penalty. Rodriguez is accused of killing Yaron Lischinsky and Sarah Milgram in May, while reportedly shouting Free Palestine during his arrest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn entering the open Tennessee governor's race in 2026, setting up a primary clash with U.S. Representative John Rose. Both are solid backers of President Trump. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes a decision on IVF.
The Washington Post is reporting that the president is no longer planning to issue an executive order mandating that health insurance providers cover in vitro fertilization. The procedure is controversial amongst pro-life advocates, as it often involves the destruction of human embryos. The Post says the administration still wants to make IVF widely available, but has decided that an executive order is not the way to go. Congress could take up the issue if it wants to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the Trump administration weighing what to do with contraceptives stockpiled in Europe. Belgian officials say they've been talking with U.S. diplomats about trying to spare the supplies from destruction, including possibly moving them out of their warehouse. The Trump team's dismantling of the troubled U.S. Agency for International Development has left the supplies' fate uncertain. This is SRN News. There is an invasion underway in the waters off the coast of Delaware, and for swimmers, it just might be painful.
It's an invasion of jellyfish. Many beach patrol captains say they're seeing the most jellyfish activity and stings in recent memory. Dramatic increases were reported at Delaware's two most popular beaches last month. One of those beaches had over 4 times as many stings in July compared to the same month last year. The sudden explosion of jellyfish has shocked beachgoers. One beach patrol captain says he's never seen this many jellyfish or reports of stings. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Italy clearing the way to build the world's largest suspension bridge linking the Italian mainland with Sicily. Sources say the structure will be just absolutely massive and will cost $15 billion. More details at srnnews.com.